Good evening. This is KD2 AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2 AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
WB2 RUQ.
KD2 VLA.
Okay, I got WB2 RUQ and KD2 VLA. Do we have any other check-ins?
November 2, Whiskey Bravo X-ray.
Okay, we got N2WBX. Okay, we'll start here at the top. WB2 RUQ. My father John down there in the Hudson Valley on Echolink. Good evening. What's going on tonight?
Yeah, KD2AIT, WB2 RUQ. Oh, nice day here in the valley. In fact, I was working outside this afternoon trimming some brush. It was 57 for a high, and we're currently at 48 degrees. And we're expecting to push almost 60 tomorrow. So looks like we got good weather from here on out. So I'm going to think about putting that canopy back up on the deck. And that's about it. Nothing else going on much, Jeff. So I understand you were over the WA2OFKs earlier, and can't think of anything else. So I'm just going to throw that back at you. It's the first time I think I've been the first one on here. Okay, WB2, RUQ.
Okay, yeah, we stopped over there for a little while, just checked in on everybody over there, and everybody seemed to be doing fine, so it's good. Sleep easier tonight. All right, well, I'm glad you're getting nice weather. It was in the low 50s today, very low, maybe like 50, 51, but it was still nice out in, we were out in the sun there. I went up to camp for a little bit there just to walk down in and see what the how the road was and see if the snow was getting low enough to drive on yet or not. And nah, I think it's going to probably be another week or two before we can drive in there. But, well, we'll see. I walked out in there. You don't need snowshoes or anything. I'll be able to just walk in with my boots. But some spots it was a foot deep and some spots it was an inch deep. And in some spots there was some bare road. So it's melting. It's not melting fast. It's not a huge quick melt or anything. But it is starting to clear up there at camp, too. All right. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. KA2 VLA, Clint, good evening. What's going on tonight?
KD2AIT. Good evening, Jeff. This is KA2VLA. Well, I haven't got a lot to offer. I wanted to check in tonight and get your report on the camp road. I haven't been up by there in a month or two, so I don't know how much snow is up there. So I don't have any report. Watch a lot of television. I got 2 doctor's calls next week. That seems to be the prime time of my activity. So we'll let you go. Say 73.
Okay, well, won't be long. You'll be able to walk in around up there. As long as it stays warm, it's melting. I mean, it's melting at a normal pace. It's not crazy in there. I walked down to my camp there, and where I got that culvert in there, the water's just going through there at a normal pace. It's not a fast melt. I don't know. I was hoping I could drive down in there this weekend, but I think that's a little optimistic. So I think maybe the weekend after next, as long as it stays above 50, and then they're saying up into the 60s next week. If that's the case, then I don't see why not. There's a couple trees down here and there, so as soon as we can get to where we can drive in there, I plan on going in with the boys with a chainsaw and start cleaning some of it up. Nothing major. Most of it's on the side of the roads, actually, but I see there's a couple buried under the snow there. Once that clears up, we'll have to get in there and get it all straightened out. But I plan on spending the night up there Saturday. I'm going to go in Saturday morning and I'll just hike in. I'll park at the end of the road and hike in there. enjoy a night down there at camp. All right, Clint. We'll catch up with you later. N2WBX, Dennis, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Good evening, Jeff. Good evening to all. We're about 5 miles to the east of the village of Boneville here. I still got about a foot and a half of snow on the ground, but as you said, I can walk on it. I don't need snowshoes because of the freeze-thaw cycles that we've been through. We got about 32.6 degrees Fahrenheit, 72% humidity. The barometer is 29.95 and slowly falling. Wind here is calm because I'm in the middle of the woods. And that's pretty much about it. I've been down in the city for the last month or so. That's the city of New York. Good to be back, and it's good to be talking to you all. So I'll send it back to you, Jeff. Back to net control. Over.
Yeah, it's been a while since you've been on. Well, welcome back. It's good to hear you again. I hope you're going to stay up for a while. This is a good time of year to be here. Once the snow starts to melt anyway, it's a good time to be up here. There's that brief period there where you start to get a little warm weather and not a lot of bugs, and you can do some fishing and hiking, and it's a lot of pleasant, it's a good time. So, hopefully we'll hear you again here more on the nets, and thanks for checking in tonight, Dennis. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet, looking for check-ins. As for myself today, it was, I had to work, and then, like I said, I ran up there to camp and nosed around a little bit up in there to see what was going on. My trail cam took 4 pictures. Three of them were of me setting up the trail cam, and the other one was just of nothing. I don't know why it's not catching any pictures or anything. There was about 3 or 4 different coyote tracks in front of the camera, so I don't know what's going on with it. Maybe it's just a bad camera. But other than that, I got to work here tonight and catch up on a little work, and then that's it. I'll be turning in. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley ServiceNet and return this frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank John, Clint, and Dennis for checking in tonight, and say 73 to anyone who may be listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
United County traffic and emergency event. I'm looking for any stations wishing to check in with or without traffic. All are welcome.
November 2, Whiskey Bravo X-ray, no traffic.
N2WBX, thank you for checking in. This is N2ADV for Octen. This is N2ADV for the United County traffic and emergency event. Looking for any stations wishing to check in with or without traffic. All are welcome. This is N2ADV for Octen. Final call for Octen, this is N2ADV. With nothing additional being heard, this is N2ADV. I will be clear in QSY.